Eddie might look a better point tomorrow than it does now. Is that too dropped or a point one?
It's a difficult question to answer now, the way I feel. I feel that our expectations internally have to grow, and because of that and the belief we have in the squad, I'm a little bit disappointed we haven't won. The fact we've taken the lead twice in the game, you feel the game is there for you to win, and the number of chances we created as well, especially second half, we're frustrated we haven't gone away with the 3 points.
You bit the woodwork three times. But I guess having beaten Everton, who were in form when they arrived at you, some people might go 4 points from six is okay going into the break.
4 points from six in the Premier League is more than okay. But that's where, you know, the expectations within the group are high, and my expectations are high. So I think you've got to set high standards for the squad and for the club. So yes, long term we reflect and think it's a good points return, but we always want more.
How pleased were you with the way you dealt with them? Yes, you're disappointed with the two goals, but overall coming here and keeping them pretty quiet for a lot of the game, especially in the first half.
Yeah, I thought we dealt with their threat pretty well. They had a number of long range shots. They didn't really open us up too much. Obviously the substitutes had quite a big impact in the game. The lad Success has done very well and given us problems when he came on. But they're a dangerous team. They've got attacking players who can really hurt you, as we've seen in recent matches. So to come away with something is an achievement, but it could have been more.
I don't know if you're ever not disappointed with giving away goals, but do the nature of the goals, the way you gave them away, annoy you?
Always, Adam. It doesn't matter how you concede them. Obviously, some are worse than others. We reflect on the second one. Is a real disappointment because they're going nowhere. They're in attack in a wide area, and we give a free kick away, and the ball comes in our box. It's a great header from the lad, to be fair. The first one's frustrating, quick throw in, and we don't seem to get organised quickly enough.
Well, I just said to Willow that what's nice for you going into the break is that you've got your dynamite striker scoring goals again, Callum Wilson, Joshua King coming back into the team and scoring off the bench, and Jack Wilshere hitting the post and finding some form. Three key men to you in the spear of your attack, all looking like they're getting where they want to be.
It's massive for us that we psychologically believe we can score goals. You know, I believe that ability is there, but we haven't really shown it this season. To come to an away ground and score two, hit the woodwork three times, does bode well for the future, and I think we have to take that positive away with us.
And as a manager, nothing. Everyone loves an impact sub, and Joshua King takes huge credit, doesn't he, for the way he attacked the game as soon as he walked on?
Yeah, he does. I mean, Josh is an outstanding player, and we really believe that he could be a difference maker for us this year, and we can utilise him in a number of positions. That's great. His versatility is a real strength for us. So we've come on the right-hand side and, taken his goal really well.
Now you've got the 2 weeks. You've gone into it with a few points, like you said. How important now for you to get that 2 weeks with the team?
Yeah, I love the training ground. I think everyone's aware of that. So the training that you get during an international break is great for me. Hopefully the players will enjoy that period as well, and then we can come back and we've got some great games to come.
Yeah, you've got a couple of home games as well, so there's every chance you can beat that third victory before December. Would make, frankly, this season better than last already, because it took you till December to get a third win last season.
Yeah, I mean, we were looking to grow from last season and improve. It's easier said than done at this league. Every game is tough. I mean, today you could see how competitive the two teams were, and how even they were. The most important thing is that you keep improving, and I felt there was elements of our play today that definitely had grown from last week.